With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump is expected to announce his running mate soon. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
With the Republican National Convention a week away, Trump is getting close to naming his choice for vice president. For weeks now, several names have been mentioned as potential finalists, including Senators J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is also a possibility. All the contenders have been making public appearances on behalf of the former president. Greg Clugston reporting.
Tropical Storm Beryl slammed into Texas Monday, knocking out power to nearly 3 million homes and businesses and unleashing heavy rains that prompted dozens of high water rescues. Officials warned it could take several days to restore power after Beryl came ashore as a Category 1 and toppled 10 transmission lines. Also at SRNNews.com, the record-setting heat wave baking the western U.S. will continue this week. The National Weather Service says dozens of daily record temperatures will be tied or broken across the West Coast as temperatures hit triple digits. Redding, California saw the temperature hit 119. Phoenix set a record for the warmest low temperature at 92 degrees. Las Vegas broke its record high Sunday, hitting 118. Ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas likely to resume this week. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story.
Hamas over the weekend appeared to drop its long-standing demand that Israel must promise to end the war as part of any ceasefire deal. The sudden shift has raised new hopes for progress in the internationally brokered negotiations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says a team of negotiators will resume talks this week with Hamas, but that there are still gaps between the parties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Postal Service is raising the price of a forever stamp later this month. They'll sell for 73 cents beginning July 14th. This is SRN News. Presbyterian Church USA declares war on conservatives. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The denomination's leadership has approved two new proposals. One will add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the organization's anti-discrimination policy. The second and more controversial proposal will require that future candidates for ordination be quizzed about their support for the LGBT lifestyle, suggesting that a conservative response might be disqualifying. The two measures now go to the individual presbyteries for a vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Hampshire Department of Education has restored a teacher's credentials days after she sued, alleging officials misrepresented her involvement in a student's abortion. The teacher did not contest her firing from a private school last fall, but sued the education department and top officials over the revocation of her teaching license. This is SRN News. Far-left French politicians are working on their next steps after a surprise election result handed them parliament.
We have the leftist coalition, the new Popular Front, on 182, the centrists of Mr. Macron, they're on 169, and the National Rally relegated to 143. And some relief in many quarters in France that the rally have been stopped, that this Republican Front has worked to prevent them from gaining power, but the reality today is that you have three very disparate blocks within the National Assembly from which the new president has to find a prime minister.
The widow of actor John Belushi has died. Judy Belushi Pisano died Friday at the age of 73 following a reported battle with cancer. The actress and producer was the wife of Saturday Night Live star John Belushi. They met while they were attending high school. They wed in 76 and remained together until he died in 82. More details at SRNNews.com.